This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi Yisai Parsha Shmini, one of the prominent stories in Parsha Shmini, is the episode of Nadav and Avihu, who the Ribbono Shel Olam took them away in the prime of their lives. And the reason why they were punished is the Torah tells us, Vayakrivu lefnei Hashem, Eish Zara, Asher Loit Siva Oisam. They offered before Hashem a foreign fire that God did not command them. That's what the Chumash says openly. But if you look in Rashi, Rashi gives an entirely different reason. He quotes Reb Shimon Oimer, Shesuye Yayin Nichnasu L'Mikdash, they entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of drunkenness after having drank in wine. And the question is that even though there may be some indications to this approach, nevertheless, this is not what the Chumash says openly. The Chumash openly says it's that they offered a fire before the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Hashem did not command them. So, Rav Zevin in the Sefer L'Torah L'Mayadim offers us a most interesting explanation how to reconcile the approach of Rav Shimon with what the Chumash says. And while doing so, he also explains a very important machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the beginning of the 8th parak of Masechta Brachos, in the first Mishnah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. And that is, on Shabbos, we have machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to how to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Beis Shammai says, first you're Mevarich al Hayoim, first you make Kiddush Hayoim, and then you make the Bracha al Hayayin, you make the Bari Priyagafen. First you say, you sanctify the day of Shabbos, and only after that, you make the blessing on the wine. And Beis Hillel says just the opposite. First you Mevarich al Hayayin, you make the Bari Priyagafen, and after you make the Bari Priyagafen, only after that are you Mevarich al Hayayin. And Rav Zevin explains what exactly is Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says Rav Zevin, this Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is consistent with their approach throughout Shas. In general, we say Beis Shammai is Machmer, or he takes a very high approach. He demands very high level from people. And that is, Beis Shammai says that the first thing you have to do is you have to be Mekadesh the day of Shabbos. In other words, we know on Shabbos there's a mitzvah of Oineg Shabbos. How does one come to Oineg Shabbos? Says Beis Shammai. First you sanctify the day. If through your spiritual conduct on Shabbos, if through your davening and your learning and your ruchnius, that is supposed to elevate you and give you an Oineg ruchni to the point where you reach the level of Oineg. So in other words, first you mekadesh the Shabbos and then you mevarech al hayayin, which represents the approach, the way to reach Oineg Shabbos is through the ruchnius that's supposed to give you a physical simcha. Beis Hillel, however, kedarka makodesh, Beis Hillel has a different approach. Beis Hillel has a more lenient approach. Beis Hillel understands that we are merely basar v'dam, and for us human beings, it may be very difficult to reach physical pleasure through spiritual delight. After all, we're coming through from the 6 working days, and it may be very difficult for us to reach a level of oineg from our spiritual endeavors. And therefore, Beis Hillel says like this. First, you make the bracha al hayayin. You elevate yourself. In other words, according to Beis Hillel, you have some physical pleasure. V'yayin nisamach levav enosh. You indulge just a little bit in physical delights, and through the oineg gashmi, through the physical yayin, that will bring you to spiritual delight, that will bring you to oineg Shabbos. In other words, Beis Hillel takes a different approach. The approach of Beis Hillel is you need to indulge a little bit physically in order to bring you, in order to enhance, in order to arouse the ruchnias. Similar to what Yitzchak Avinu did, as the Sfarno explains, that when Yitzchak wanted to bless Esav on his last day at the end of his life. So Yitzchak asked Esav, please bring me some food that will enhance my physical pleasure and thereby it will draw forth my ability to give you a ruch miyastik bracha. That's an approach in life, that we use the physical, we use the gashmias in order to bring out our feelings of ruch miyas. Now in general, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that on our madregos, we need to come on to the physical pleasures. We need to come on to Gashmias in order to enhance our spirituality. However, says Rav Zevin, it all has a time and place. For these individuals, like Nadav and Avihu, why do you think Nadav and Avihu drank the wine. What they were doing is they were merely following the opinion of Beis Hillel. They wanted to drink wine to enhance their simcha, to be mifakech, to open up their mind, to open up their heart, to fully have the true simcha of the Chanukah, of the Mishkan, and they were merely following the approach of Beis Hillel. After all, we passing like Beis Hillel. But their mistake was, this was an Esh Zara. This was a foreign fire that God did not command them. Because who they were, because they were the holiest of all the Jewish nation, and because this was the inauguration of the Mishkan, and they needed to act, them personally, and in this location, they needed to act with extra Kedusha. So that is why the Ribbono Shel Olam tells them, like this, Hashem tells them, Yayin v'sheichar al teish ato vanecha, for you and your sons, and this holy time, and the time of the Chanukah, of the Mishkan, it was inappropriate for you and your sons, but for everyone else, perhaps, in all our other endeavors in life, in terms of how we should approach coming close to Hashem, we, in general, do need to come onto Gashmias to elevate our Ruchnias, you know? This would be like the story goes that when the Rebbes used to go to do Tashlich, so the Averas, the Rebbes would throw out into the Yam, the Hasidim would come and pick up, because what was considered an Avera for the Rebbe, for the regular layman, it would be considered a great mitzvah. So even though for Nadav and Aviv on their level, for them to have drunk wine, to Paschim like Beis Hillel, for them it was an Esh Zara. It was a foreign form of service that Hashem did not request of them. This was not appropriate for them at this time on their level. But for everyone else in general, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. That's why I heard from Rav Avigdor Miller in the Sefer, it's also in the Sefer Leva Avigdor, that in Birchas Hamazon, you know, we thank Hashem for Bris Mila, we thank Hashem for Torah, we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. What does that have to do with Birchas Hamazon? We just ate a meal. Why would we thank Hashem for Bris Mila and for Torah after having eaten a salami sandwich? The answer is, Rav Miller said, quoting the Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, B'yayim Toiv, have a B'toiv. What that means is that after we have eaten a meal, and we're in good spirits, and we're in a good mood, we say, you know what, in a normal time of the day, could we really muster enough focus and happiness to thank Hashem for Torah and for Bris Mila? That may be the last thing from our minds. But after we ate a good meal, we're supposed to channel the simcha that we have gained from eating that food, channel the simcha into thanking Hashem for Ruchnias. So the same thing over here. That's what Nadav and Avihu were trying to do. They drank wine for the purpose of opening up their minds and heart to be able to serve Hashem b'simcha. That's what we do on Shabbos. We paskin like Beis Hillel, that first we're mekadesh al hayayin, and then first we make the bracha al hayayin, and then we're mekadesh the yom. Because in general, that is the correct approach to our service of Hashem, to utilize, to capitalize, to channel physical pleasure for our service of Hashem. It was only Nadav and Avihu and this particular incident and this location in the Mishkan, for them it was inappropriate. But in general, halacha kebeis hillel, and this is an important limud, to be able to use Shabbos food, Shabbos delights, and all gashmias, all physical pleasure, to use it, to channel it in the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Agun Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.